Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 11 minutes past the hour of 8. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. The weather is getting us, most of us, down to a greater or lesser extent. It is miserable out there. People are getting a little bit depressed. We are desperate for a little bit of sunshine. But that's just... Maybe that's a bit of a privilege problem. There are many people, unfortunately, who are severely impacted by the amount of rain, by flooding. And we are joined on the line by the Johannesburg EMS spokesperson, Nana Radebe-Khiba. A very, very good morning. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
I'm definitely okay, and good morning to you and the listeners.
So you have got to have had a crazy, crazy week. You're probably looking out the windows thinking, when is this going to stop? More than any of us are doing that.
Most definitely. But it has been quite a subtle rain, hey? Mm-hmm. We've not had any major incidents that we've responded to. I think what's assisting is that it rains and it stops, it rains and it stops. We give our drainage systems a better chance to flush out.
It's actually interesting you say that. You know, I think there was one day, maybe it was the last few days in December, I can't remember, where there was that massive, massive storm and a good portion of Johannesburg was flooded because it was this deluge over a very short period. But I guess what you're saying here is it's been over a longer period, which makes it easier to manage and causes less damage.
Definitely. And when you do the comparison of the two, that time it just rained hard. Now it rains, but it's not that much. So we don't have houses that flood that much. Rivers, our streams along the Jaskay are not flooded as yet. But we are still going there to check if the water levels are rising too high for the people that are staying in low-lying areas. Mm.
So what happens is you go there, do you ask people to evacuate? I guess at a time like this, you do have the time because you can see, as you said, it's more gentle. You can see if the water's rising or not. What is the normal protocol at a time like this?
The normal protocol would be that we have an alert from weather services where we get told that there are going to be floods in a certain area. Then we check the water levels. In case we see that they're rising too high, would activate disaster management for them to speak to the NGOs that they work with and organize a safer place for those that stay in low-lying areas. But the problem would be that people would be worried about their belongings. Mm-hmm. Say if they leave, they're going to leave their things and they might be stolen.
Yeah, which is terrible. Do you see as well an increase in number of motor vehicle accidents at this time?
Not really, not this time. We've not had so much. We've had some bumper to bumper car accidents and the accidents that we usually have, but nothing major as yet.
So the good news about all of this is that Johannesburg City, in terms of this weather, is actually coping quite well, even though it's been sustained over nearly 2 weeks now.
We can definitely say that the rain has given us an opportunity to plan and make sure that we cover all areas, and that for if we have any alerts, we'd be able to execute.
Absolutely amazing. Really, really good news because, you know, we spend a lot of time complaining about our infrastructure and about everything around us. But it is really positive to hear that EMS and the city of Johannesburg is coping, I would say, remarkably well in this weather that has been ongoing for about 2 weeks.
Definitely. Would like also to urge all motorists to keep driving safely. Keep a safe distance. The roads are very slippery and it doesn't matter what car you drive.
Absolutely.
And also, if a road is flooded, people must just avoid driving on that road because you can't even measure the level of the currency of that water with your naked eye, and any car can be swept away as well.
It is absolutely right. If you do see a road flooded, just keep away from it. Yeah, don't think that you are bigger and more powerful than the water, because you actually have no idea. And as Nana said as well, it doesn't matter what car you're driving in. Please just be safe. You know, there's enough going on with everything else around us health-wise. We certainly don't want to add this pressure to the system, and we certainly don't want you to be impacted on it. So any other advice to share with our listeners before I let you go?
One problem that we usually have when it rains like this, you'd find that some of the stormwater drains are flooded, or when it rains, they flood. And you'd find kids just walking next to the stormwater drains. We are urging parents to teach kids not to be next to stormwater drains, because they can be easily swept away.
All right. Okay. Just a couple of comments. Janine says, we lived in Springbok for 3 years. Rain can be challenging, but no rain is much worse. Rain is a blessing. Never wish it away. And Jenny asks, what is the status with the Johannesburg Ambulance Service?
The Johannesburg Ambulance Service is that the Gauteng is offering ambulance services, but we still, however, as City of Johannesburg, assist them.
So it's managed by Gauteng, but assisted by Johannesburg. Is that right?
By City of Johannesburg. Yes.
Right. And how is it working at the moment? And we hear stories of it taking long to get to people, ambulances. Are they still under tremendous pressure? How's it functioning at the moment?
If they do have calls that they can't respond to, they do send us. We have a linked call center system that they can send us calls to say, can you respond to this call? And we do respond, because we have, we still have our paramedics and firefighter and emergency technicians who work for the City of Johannesburg.
All right. That is where we leave it. It is 8:19. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. EMS spokesperson Nana Radeba Kakhiba speaking to us about the EMS response to the rains in Gauteng. It is 8:19. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.